Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you have joined us today. And now, here to start the program is the Children's Bible Club Choir, under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir, for that good message and song. It's just like Jesus to roll the clouds away, just like Jesus to keep me day by day. It's just like His great love. And boys and girls, we ought to be happy, rejoicing Christians. Psalm says, be glad in the Lord. Philippians says, rejoice in the Lord. And we ought not to go round with a frown. Listen to this poem for poor old frowny children. Tousled head, why do you frown? Why are you wearing your smile upside down? Have you forgotten who died for your sin? Have you forgotten He's living within? Jesus, your Savior, who loves you the while, wants to exchange every frown for a smile. And don't you know Jesus can put joy in your heart? And then your smile can be a blessing to other people who need the encouragement along the way. And now, choir, let's hear from you.
Ruthie sat on the steps of the front porch. Her bottom lip was poked out good enough for a rooster to sit on. Oh, if she could get even with that little brother of hers, would she ever be happy? If he'd just leave her things alone and stay out of her hair, she'd be about the happiest girl in this world. But oh, she couldn't stand him sometimes. All of 7 years old he was. And if you think he couldn't aggravate her, you had another think coming. course, there's another side story, too. You know, she knew pretty well how to get under little Buckskin, too, don't you know? Well, it was getting close to supper time, and she thought, well, I'll just sit a while. Just stay here and see what happens. And about that time, whistling the merry tune, came little Buck home, because he knew it was getting time for supper, too, you know. Anyway, his stomach told him that, even if he couldn't tell time. And so here he came a-moseying in the gate. Ruthie said, hello. She never spoke decent to him if she could help it, you know, except when Mother was around, and then she had to. And they started into the house together, and as they passed the window, one of the basement windows, Ruthie said, Buck, looky here what I can do. Bet you can't do what I can do. And she stood right there by the basement window and kicked the frame around the window as hard as she could. Buck looked at her. Ha! I bet you can't do that. Now you know what she is working on, don't you? And so she kicked it again. Now she was careful not to touch the glass, but she kicked the frame around the glass just for all she was worth. Just bam, bam, pow. And Buck said, you think you're so smart. I reckon I can do it just as good as you can. And he gave it a kick, too. And then she said, bet you can't do it again without breaking it. And he gave it another kick. And you guessed it. Boy, what a crash and what a clatter when the glass began to fall on the sidewalk outside and some of it fell down in the cellar below. And when she was just gloating over what a good time she is going to have, cause ha ha ha, old little baby darling baby brother Buck was going to sure be in trouble with Mama now, which is just what she wanted. About that time, Buck began to scream and holler. He was going up and down and screaming, I'm bleeding! I'm bleeding! I'm bleeding! And poor little old Ruthie didn't know what to think. And she stood there, and sure enough, there was blood just coming down his legs just a-gushing. And she was scared to death. It wasn't funny anymore. She began to holler, Mama! 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 And she tried to get poor Buck to stand still, Bucky, stand still. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. But in her heart, she was just pounding, because she didn't know whether he's going to be all right or, I'm bleeding, I'm bleeding. And she took him by the arm, and as best she could, as gently as she could, she got him to the front porch and into the house. Mama, something happened to Buck. I reckon something did happen to Buck, but when Mama saw Buck, she was so worried she didn't take time to ask questions then. She put him in a chair in the kitchen and began to wash his leg as fast as she could. And then she tried to bind it up. She said, Ruthie, stay right here by him now till I call the doctor to see if we can go right quickly. Oh, I'm afraid Bucky's hurt bad. And Bucky sat on the chair just crying and screaming. I'm bleeding! I'm dying! I'm dying, Ruthie! I'm dying! Oh, Bucky, you be all right! You be all right! But she didn't know whether Bucky'd be all right. And before she could hardly breathe again, Mother gathered Bucky up in her arms and carried him out the front door and said, Now, Ruthie, you wait right here. Don't you dare go away. And if Daddy comes home before I get back, you tell him where I've gone. You tell him we've gone to the doctor and something bad's happened to Bucky. Well, it seemed like the house, the sky, the roof, everything closed in on Ruthie. She sat there in the kitchen thinking about what a terrible thing she had done. She's the one that got Bucky into all that. Just cause she is aggravated at her little brother, she's the one that got him to kick it, and she's the one that was the real blame for breaking the window, let alone for cutting his little leg so badly. And she sat there in the kitchen, and she just began to cry and sob, and she laid her head down on the kitchen table, and she said, Oh, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. I'm the one that did all that terrible thing to Bucky. And, oh, Lord, I'm sorry I sinned against you. It wasn't Bucky's fault. It wasn't Bucky's fault at all. And she was so worried about it. And about that time, Daddy came home. Where's Mother? Bucky's been hurt bad. Daddy, Bucky's been hurt bad. Oh, he has. Well, what in the world has happened? He kicked the basement window and it broke. Kicked the basement window? I don't know what'll ever become of that boy. You just can't trust him by himself. He's all time getting into something. Well, you wait here. I'll run down to the doctor's office and see how he's getting along. Oh, me. Ruthie knew she had to tell it. But she didn't know how she ever would. And it seemed like hours before Mom and Dad and Buck came home. And Mama brought Buck in and laid him on the couch, propped his leg up, and it was all bandaged. And Mama looked at Ruthie, and she knew something was wrong. Her face had pretty near turned white as snow. And she said, "Oh, Ruthie, don't worry. Bucky'll be all right. He has a bad, nasty cut from that glass, but he'll be all right, honey." I, Mama, there's something I got to tell you. Well, Ruthie, whatever is the wrong with you? Bucky'll be all right. I'm glad he'd be all right, Mama, but I'm the fault of it all. I was just so aggravated at him. I didn't mean for him to get hurt. I just wanted him to get in a little bit of trouble. And Mama, I'm so sorry. And Ruthie just broke into tears. And then it was that Mother had another chance to explain to her how Jesus could forgive her sins, but how important it was also for Ruthie not to be a selfish child, not to want attention for herself, not to be unloving toward her little brother or to other people, but to take them into her heart and try to be a good testimony before them to other boys and girls. And there it was that Ruthie bowed her head. She'd already asked Mama to forgive her, and now Jesus had forgiven her, and she had it straightened out. But oh, how easy it is for boys and girls to get themselves into trouble. They get sin and selfishness eaten away at their heart, and then what sorrow and heartache and trouble it brings. Now maybe this week you've had things all bound up inside too. And maybe today's the day you need to ask the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin, to have his blood cleanse you from all unrighteousness, so that you can be a testimony for Jesus, so that you won't be selfish, but that your heart and your life will please him. Won't you bow your head and then just ask Jesus to cleanse your heart right now as the boys and girls sing?
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.